This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky you. Just right into it. Here we go.
Prime time. Reverse AFC power rankings. Powered as always by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Well,
how'd I do starting a new sheet?
Looks great. Doesn't it, everyone? People can see these things now for themselves.
The top two, three, four teams aren't all capital letters.
That's true.
I didn't realize until, because it was a new sheet, so I didn't have your writing to try to like match. So, because these are the kinds of things I think about. Not that I'm like dying to please you, but aesthetically, I want things to look similar. So, I'm just explaining to our audience why I would think about that. And so I started and I'm like, oh, no, I didn't. Too late.
It's all right. There has been some news. I don't know if anything has mattered that much to affect these rankings.
We had the NFLPA surveys. I mean, I'm keeping that
yes.
in mind.
Yeah. The way teams tweet, it's just so pathetic. The Vikings did really well in the surveys, and I guess they got second in the overall rankings. So there's just this like picturesque view of the stadium and like a purple background, and then huge above the stadium, number two. Like, wow. That gets the point across. He's got to say something. I can't stand almost any team tweet. You're like, re-signed, right? It's just like, he's staying home. Guy be traded in 6 weeks. Just stop. No need for any of it. No need for any of it. Ever. You're not helping. You're not doing any good. Wow, that came out of somewhere. Dark. Reverse AFC power ranking, 16.
Bengals.
Here's the cafeteria.
You're giving Joe Burrow chili to put in the pockets of his winter coat as he walks out of the facility? Like, what are you doing? Cut it out, Bengals. Get it together. Jeez. You get one of my kids in there to make you healthy food, for God's sake, and they're not even trained. What are you doing?
I got to disagree.
You don't think the Bengals should be first? Last? How do we do this again?
16th? No, I don't. I do not, but okay. I've heard your argument.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Raiders.
I mostly just wanted to hear myself make the argument. I don't really believe they should be 16th.
But. It's the Raiders for me today for two reasons. One, Travis Hunter sounds very exciting, and I might want to see Tennessee just go ahead and pick Travis Hunter. And they have the top pick. Two is the Brady Stafford ski resort in Montana
accidental
nonsense.
Meeting in Montana.
It's par for the course for NFL people to want to, like, you know, twist the media's arm and make sure that it gets said the right way. It's embarrassing for Rappaport. It's nothing new. Like, he's going to war with how this meeting was unplanned. And I promise you it was not lengthy. Oh, my God. I mean, turn in your card. Sure. You'd expect to run into someone that you actually really know well and really want to talk to badly when you go skiing in Montana. That's what usually happens. Right. That's normal.
Yeah. You're in the market for a player at the most premium position in the sport. And, oh, look, here comes a guy that might be available. Oh, how funny. In a state populated by like 1,500 people at peak occupation, two of them are Matthew Stafford and Tom Brady on a mountain. Okay.
Brady has such a track record. We really want to give him the benefit of the
doubt. Very believable. Entirely believable.
His genuineness, I'm sure, did shine through. These guys. Good for them. It's probably a really nice life. It's just so bad. I mean, oh, let me tell you. It was not planned, and it was definitely not lengthy, this meeting. So bad. So bad. So the Raiders are it for me. Because of that, I know. But it's not like they're good. I don't know what the food is like. They finished fifth in the overall.
Yeah.
No. So maybe this is a little harsh.
No, I'm fine with them being here.
I like your
platform you're running.
I want to put Rappaport 16th.
Go ahead. It's our show.
15th.
Hang on, you talk for a second. I'll call Empire Electric and see if they're okay with us putting an NFL reporter 16th.
Quote reporter. 15.
Who are some other bad teams?
Jets are going to get out from Rodgers. Browns.
Sure. Yeah.
Browns are going to draft Cam Ward. Probably.
Sure, and that might be a disaster. I'm going to say Browns. I like Cam Ward. The Browns at this point. I feel like there's something to be said about a two-car funeral or a one-car funeral. Maybe it's all been just bad luck. I mean, I don't know.
For 50 years?
Yeah. But I'll see them dig out of this when they dig out of it. To me, they might make sense for a guy like Stafford. Like, if they want to try to hold the Myles Garrett thing together, like if the GM, Barry, is really... The general manager, Andrew Berry, the GM Berry, yeah. It sounded a little weird. He, again, I can't tell you. I'm not going to tell you who's calling because I'm not trading them. I don't even care. I'm not interested in what they're offering because I'm not trading them. Okay, you're going to run that race. You really want to hang on to him? Maybe you can talk him into staying if you trade for Matthew Stafford. I mean, you were in the playoffs the year before with, like, your name here playing quarterback for most of the season. So maybe that could convince Garrett, like, okay, we're on the right track.
No way is Stafford going to the Browns, though.
No, I know. That's why they're 15th for me.
Okay. 14. Tennessee.
Sure. They're going to get a great player, if provided they don't take a quarterback.
Won't.
Although, I don't know, like Jalen Milroe. No, I don't think they're going to. So, they'll get a great player, but it's going to be another year of Will Levis, and I don't know.
Or Rodgers.
They could be, oh boy.
I think this could be Darnold.
Tennessee,
Darnold. I really like Darnold for Tennessee.
Huh. Don't you think the Rams will blow him out of the water if they make the Stafford move, though? Like, I don't know. I have a hard time seeing them winning bidding for Darnold over the Rams. I just can't imagine Darnold thinking that's a better idea than working with McVay.
It's not yet his call, that one.
Well, like that's right.
The Vikings could tag him, which is, like, huge money. And then, if they wouldn't do it, I think, unless they had a deal. But maybe one of those teams would be willing to make that deal. 13.
Jets.
Yeah, where are they left?
Jets.
In the quarterback. We
talked to Dan Leberfeld last week one day while you were away, and... Nate was here, I think, when we talked to him, and so what is the plan going to be at quarterback? And he honestly, Dan has been on our show three or four times a year for many, many years now. the injured Florida State guy was like the first name out of his mouth.
Travis Taylor?
Jordan Travis.
Six letters.
Mike White, he was pretty excited about, too.
Mike White. That Mike White ended up here. Wow. Okay. Maybe we should revisit this, and the Jets should be 16. I don't know. No, we can't. That's not how it works. Can't stop this train.
I wouldn't want him there, because there are really good players there, and if they do, well, they apparently have the worst owner, but if they do freshen that up and maybe get a little lucky, I'm starting to get back into Jet mode.
There were really good players there last year,
I know.
And Rodgers wasn't terrible, and it still went up in flames.
Well, that's their owner is a 14-year-old that plays Madden. That doesn't set you up for success.
12.
New England?
Indianapolis.
I like a lot of what New England's got going on, but it's still...
To me, I like one thing about what New England has going on, and only one. It's not that there are ashtrays on planes. It's the quarterback.
Okay, I like the coach, too. And I like McDaniels. Like, I don't like him, but I like him for that job. Like, he's a visor guy. I'm not a fan.
Oh, they're my pick here. New England. 11. Pittsburgh. I still want to think Indianapolis can get away with it with Richardson. I don't love them, but what is Pittsburgh? Like, it's Arthur Smith. We went through it earlier with Sal, right? The Steelers, just where do they end up? I think maybe the best case scenario is in the same position that they were already in. And, you know, Sal might have said, I think he said, like, we'll just draft a quarterback next year. Okay, they're going to pick 17th.
Yeah.
You know, like that. That's what always happens with the Steelers.
I would lean Indianapolis. Did you see the report today about how we're going to have an open quarterback competition with an unnamed? At this point, we don't know who the other guy is going to be, but we're bringing in a guy to compete with Richardson. Okay, so, great. Good luck.
Yes.
Go get Gardner Minshew back and have your competition. I can't wait for that.
That was yesterday, and there was a longer answer that made that a little bit less blunt. I think that's where they will end up. It sounds like that's what they're mm-hmm. planning to do. I've not been able to figure out who the guy is they should bring in. They had Flacco. I mean, is he the bottom of the list? Maybe not. He might be above the very bottom guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they went through that. It's not going to be him. Dalton, I liked for this idea, but he resigned.
In Carolina, right.
I don't know who the guy is. Like, is it somebody... It's got to be sort of like the right player. Trubisky might be the name.
Yeah, good.
Somebody that...
I'd like it if the Bills moved on from him myself.
But it's not going to be someone good.
No, right.
And that where does that leave the Colts?
Ergo why I'm mentioning them here before Pittsburgh.
All right. Indy 11.
Because Pittsburgh, to me, and they can be 10 as far as I'm concerned. I just wanted Indy ahead of them. Pittsburgh still could be, think you referenced the conversation with Sal. Like last year at this time, there was internal debate about whether it would be Pickett or Rudolph, and they cut both guys go and started over. So I'm not necessarily buying anything about Tomlin likes Justin Fields or whatever. I know everything that's being reported. I wouldn't rule anything out there. Rodgers, Stafford, like anything at all. To me, would be on the table for them. The fact that they did what they did last year tells me that.
Arthur Smith, I don't know. Fields is my favorite idea for the Steelers, but I don't love it. 9. Jacksonville?
Sure.
8.
Miami.
Number one most popular team.
I saw a picture from McDaniel at like the podium. That man looks exhausted. He yeah. looks so it's just a picture, I get it, but he looks so tired.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to end up doing something with Tyreek Hill. We've been all around it, right? I mean, I'm out after the season ended, took himself out of the game once it was no longer competitively, relevant, and then said what he said and he walked it all back, but the fact remains, like, they're still sitting on $50 million, $55 million of wide receivers. And I don't know, it just might be time to pivot there.
He'll miss most of the offseason, by the way, with wrist surgery or just with his injury. Eight is Miami then that was decided?
Mm-hmm. If that's where we were, yes, they were the next team.
Seven, Houston.
Yes.
I like it.
Six. All right, you can have Cincinnati here and their cafeteria.
And their Skyline Chili to go. I'm not against chili. I'm very much not against chili. I am also very much not a highly trained professional athlete at the top of performance of my field.
Didn't Alex Ovechkin, though, like make it for years, like having like soft drinks in his water bottle?
Sure.
Maybe Cincinnati's onto something then.
Maybe.
I can't have them being like smart, though, with that stuff. I already can't deal with the Lions being
12 bad. Away now, Ovechkin.
It's going to be close.
Yeah.
They're onto something there.
Five, Denver.
It's them or the Chargers, so fine.
I believe in the Chargers, actually.
Yeah. I just hate Jim Harbaugh so much.
I know you do. Interesting team in the draft.
I recognize that he's good at what he does, but I just can't stand him.
Top receiver, tight end. They could do... Even running back, like they could do something. They kind of need all of it. Four. L.A.
Who's left? Oh, Chargers. Yeah, Chargers. Yeah, okay. Sorry.
Three. Bills.
I'm going to say Ravens.
Buffalo.
Two. Chiefs.
I'll go Chiefs.
There it is. Baltimore really on a roll. This is their time of year when there are no games.
Right, yeah.
Or the regular season is also kind of their time of year.
No games for their quarterback to fumble games away for them. Yeah.
How dare you. There it is. That's it?
That is it.
Reverse AFC Power Rankings on WGR powered by Empire Electric. Your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. I'm excited about Travis Hunter. Really, was a couple of days here where everybody seems to be talking about him as a wide receiver. You asked earlier, like, what does he think?
Right.
What was said was that he was going to go to the combine as a corner. Like, that's where he was going to do his workouts. So that could have meant something. But... today, Twitter is just full of everybody loves him as a receiver, and somebody's going to draft him and probably
want to use him at both.
Worst, use him both, right? I mean, even if that's like a dozen plays or something, I'm very curious for fantasy, too. Like, what does that mean?
I knew he was going to work as a corner. The reason I asked that is because that could be, to some extent, a business decision. If he thinks... that or his representation things or whatever, like your best shot to be the highest pick is if you go corner instead of receiver. Maybe through having done that already in the combine ramping up, he and they are finding out that might not necessarily be the case.
Like Sam Monson might have said, everybody or almost everybody has him as their wide receiver one. But he's just not going to play the position though in the league? I mean, that'd be hard to believe.
Yeah.
So, since you mentioned corner, like in fantasy drafts, the shine is off. I mean, you don't want to just draft a guy who's going to give you zero. Probably not zero, but still, like be close to a full-time player at wide receiver. Some leagues where you have defense, though, he'll count for both, and that could be massive. Speaking of Travis Hunter and the draft, Chris Trapasso joined us earlier today to discuss a few different prospects and what the Bills might have in mind. Stay tuned for that. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.